Thank you for calling McPhail. Linda speaking. How can I assist you?
Hi. We had a problem with our delivery today for a Costco electric range, and I wanted to complain and then find out about rescheduling.
Okay. Can I have the telephone number associated with your order?
614-581-6516.
Just one moment, I'll look that up for you.
Okay.
Can you verify your name and your address?
Robert Cannon, 5909 Ballymead Boulevard, Dublin, Ohio, 43016.
And would you like to add your email address to your account, sir?
Yes, it is. Well, I'll spell it. It's my first and last name, starting with Bob. So my email is B as in Baker, O, B as in Baker, C, A, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, O, N as in Nancy, 001 at gmail.com.
Okay. And your delivery will schedule from 7 to 1?
Today?
Yes.
Today, we got an email, or we got text messaging saying it was scheduled from 8 to 12 today. We've been here waiting. Unable to really do anything else, obviously, because we're waiting on a call, because we didn't get a call. The first call we got was at 2:30 p.m. The driver of the truck, the XPO driver, who is responsible for the delivery, called us and said he's not qualified to install the electric range, and therefore he recommended that we refuse delivery and that we reschedule with assurance that the delivery person is able to install the electric range. That was quite surprising to us, especially since he could have called us at 8 this morning when he loaded his truck. But anyway, that's another story, I guess. But do you understand that basically they wasted our day today, because starting out they knew that they couldn't install the item?
Okay. So you didn't receive your delivery today. They called you. Did they call and let you know?
We got no call in the window 8 a.m. to 12 noon. The first call we got was at 2:30 p.m. And the driver delivery person called, apologizing profusely, saying that he's not an installer. No installer was with him. And he recommended, therefore, that we refuse the delivery and reschedule on the day when we would get assurance that the delivery person could also install the electric range.
Okay.
So basically, we've been waiting from 8 this morning until 2:30, only to find out that we could take delivery and he could take our old stove, but then we'd be without a stove, and he could not tell us when an installer would be available to install the stove properly. So basically, we would be left without anything, and except for the new item, which couldn't work because it wouldn't be installed.
I'm so sorry about that, sir. Let me see if I can reach out to that warehouse. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Yeah, I mean, basically, and maybe you're, you know, we would like to be, I know that sounds crass, I guess, but we would like to get this thing as soon as possible and not have to wait, like, to the first available date if there's some other way to do it, since we've already spent the day waiting without any result. So that's basically what we need to hear about.
Okay.
So I'll hold.
Okay, one moment.